A group of scientists have been out on Makushan this summer studying the active volcano and upgrading instruments on it. Last night, some of those researchers spoke at the Museum of the Aleutians to explain what exactly they're doing. Jim Bege is a professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Two groups here, one group of geophysicists have been looking at the seismometers, updating them and making certain that their radio communications work so we can monitor what's happening at the volcano and monitor any earthquake activity that might show us an eruption's coming. The group that is here now, the geophysicists have left. The group that's here now, we're geologists and volcanologists. So we're trying to look at the hazards and the history of Makushan volcano.
For the past decade, eruptions at volcanoes like Redoubt and Okmok have meant that Makushan's been on the sidelines for a little bit. But Bege says that its location means that it's a very important place to study.
It's the closest volcano to Dutch Harbor, Unalaska area. And of course, this is the financial center, the economic center, the political center. And all of the activity that goes on in this region is important for Alaska and the United States. So we're focused on Makushan because of that activity.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory mapped Makushan 12 years ago, and a lot of the work being done by the geologists on this trip is a follow-up to that. While the scientists know that there have been plenty of small eruptions there, they've also learned of a major eruption happening in the past.
We found evidence of very large eruptions that happened about 8,000 years ago that produced a caldera at the summit, and we've been trying to understand those eruptions better.
The last time that Makushan showed any eruptive activity was in 1995. It's been pretty calm since then, but Bege says inevitably it will show some sort of activity once again.
I think it's important to realize that Makushan volcano is going to erupt again. It has a history of erupting every, say, 10 to 20 years. It last erupted about 15 years ago. It will erupt again, but the best guess that we would have based on the historic record and on the record of prehistoric tephras we're looking at, the most likely thing are small eruptions that produce volcanic ash, that you might get some ash fall in Dutch Harbor or on fishing boats, but probably similar to the eruptions that have happened over the last century. But there's a very small chance that Makushan could produce a bigger eruption. It has had more violent, larger eruptions in the past, so there is that possibility, and people should always pay attention while the volcano's erupting.
Because the volcano is about 15 miles out, residents should not imagine a disaster movie scenario with lava reaching town. Bege says that the most likely effects would be ash clouds affecting travel and possibly damaging property. Meanwhile, 115 miles away, the lava dome at Cleveland Volcano continues to expand. As of Wednesday, the dome had a diameter of about 200 feet, but it hadn't escaped the crater.
Right now it's erupting a lava dome, so we can see this feature forming in the crater, and if it continues, you know, erupting, the lava dome will grow. And there's, you know, it can grow for some time, it could grow for weeks or months. But if the lava dome becomes large enough that it overtops the rim, then parts of it might go down the slope and make pyroclastic flows. Another scenario, we don't know what would happen, would be that the gas pressure could build up in the lava dome and it could fragment and start erupting explosively. So one reason that, you know, it's probably good to be laid back now is that we just don't know which of these paths the volcano is going to take. Potentially it could have more explosive eruptions, or it could stop tomorrow.
If Cleveland's eruption becomes more severe and emits ash clouds, it could affect air travel. In Unalaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.